There isn't much in statehouse politics that has bipartisan support these days, but Connect North Carolina is an exception. Governor McCrory proposed a bond package in last year's State of the State address. Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved it last fall. Here's McCrory last month in cheerleader mode during a visit to UNC Charlotte to promote the bond.
We've got dilapidated buildings and parks and infrastructure throughout our state that it's not if we need to repair them and fix them and rebuild them, it's when we're going to do it. And the longer we wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
Colleges also have their leaders and PR departments urging voters to approve the bond. More than half of the $2 billion package would go toward UNC system and community college projects. UNC Charlotte would get $90 million for a new science building. This university video includes faculty, students, and Board of Governor and trustee members urging people to vote yes.
I'm Sharon Allred-Decker, and I'm currently the Chief Operating Officer for the Tryon International Equestrian Center. Most recently served as Secretary of Commerce for the state of North Carolina. So this bond package is essential to North Carolina's economic future.
My name is David Hooser. I am very excited about this bond package. In my career as the Chief Financial Officer of Duke Energy, I sold a lot of bonds. This is a great time to be in the market.
The school's current science building was built in 1985 for $8 million. Chancellor Philip Dubois says a lot has changed since then. Today, STEM-related fields represent roughly half of the school's declared majors.
Each year, more than 15,000 students on this campus take laboratory sections in the sciences. We simply cannot respond to the demand for higher education in this state without this science building.
Overall, UNC system schools would get $980 million for new science buildings or renovations. Community colleges, $350 million. CPCC would receive nearly $10 million. The Elizabeth campus would get a new heating and cooling plant, and the Huntersville campus would get a concrete pad and garage for an expanding truck driving program. The bond addresses smaller projects, too, such as $2.3 million for water, electrical, and sewer hookups at Lake Norman State Park and $750,000 for parking at Crowder's Mountain. All this construction has a long-term price tag that exceeds the $2 billion bond package. Interest rates on the bond money will likely vary because not all the bonds will be issued at once. But if all the bonds were issued today, the state would end up paying back nearly $2.8 billion over 20 years. That concerns Nicole Revels.
They leave that tab to future generations to have to pay. But I think there are better ways to fund important projects. I think the proper channels would be through the budget appropriation process.
Revels heads up a grassroots group called NC Against the Bond. There is no call for a tax increase to pay off the bonds, but Revels doesn't believe that will always be the case.
The legislators today that are claiming that they will not invoke a tax increase to pay this off, they have no control over the actions of future legislators and the measures that they will need to take once they are hit with this debt. So there is no guarantee that there won't be a tax increase.
Connect NC officials say that is unlikely because the state has been paying off existing debt at a fast pace and overall debt levels will not increase. If Connect NC gets approved, bonds are not expected to be issued before the 1st of July. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.